Sagt Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Chulin, Perikhes Mishnah Vav. Chaim Rebbe Chaylev, Mibadam. What's Chaylev? All right, we've already discussed this. Chaylev is a fat. It's not all the fat in the behemoth. It's a certain type of fat that is Asur B'Achila. And the Torah puts the two together. The Torah teaches us the Isser Chaylev and the Isser Dam, the same place. The Oynish of the two is the same. B'mezer, there's a Chiyuv Karis. If there is Edom and Asra, there's a Chiyuv Malkis. And B'shoigeg, a Karm Chatas. Zakta Mishnah, Chaymer b'chaylev mi'badam. There are certain chumrais by chaylev that we don't have by dam, by blood. Chaymer b'dam mi'b'chaylev. Despite the fact that they seem so alike, there are certain chumras by dam, or there is at least one chumra by dam that is not noheg by chaylev. Chaymer b'chaylev, what's the chumra that chaylev has? Sha'chaylev, when it comes to the chaylev of a behema, that we were magdish as a carbon my'alim boy, the halachis of mi'ila would apply. And that would be if a person had hanah from it by mistake. You're not allowed to have hanah from hegdish, and it makes no difference whether it's hegdish, a carbon that's set to go on the mizbeach, or it's hegdish bedek habayis, meaning to say, I took an animal that's not fit for the mizbeach, I just said its value belongs to hegdish. If someone has hanah, if he derives pleasure from hegdish, that's called being moyel behegdish, and as we have discussed in previous mesechtes, he has to pay back hegdish the Karen, that's the principle, and a fifth, and he also has to bring a carbon asham called an asham me'ilois. So again, hachomer b'chaylev, the chomer that chaylev has, the stringency that this forbidden fat has. Number one, sha'chaylev me'alim bay, if it was a behem of hegdish, it would be chayv me'ila. Second chomer, v'chayav and olav m'shem pigol v'noiser v'tamei. Remember the sugyas of pigol from the Sechta Zvachim and Menaches? Quick reminder. Pigol is if during one of the four avoides, the main four avoides, shchita, receiving the dam of the keli, bringing it to the mizbeach, or sprinkling of the dam. If it was performed with a machshava, with an intent to be makriv something, which is fit to be makriv, or to eat something which you're supposed to eat, outside of the zman, past the time deadline. So the carbon becomes pigal. If someone eats it, there's a chiyuv karis. Noiser is chalakim of the carbon that is fit to be eaten or to be put up on the mizbeach, and it wasn't done. It wasn't eaten before the time. Tamei is a person who's tamei, who ate kadashim, that is tahar, and could have gone up on the mizbeach or could have been eaten. So again, if someone eats bemezid from a carbon that became pigol or noiser, or a tamidic, a person that ate kachim, is chayiv karis. If there are edim and asra, is chayiv malkis. And if he was over in one of these avers b'shaigeg, he would have to bring a carbon chatas. So when the Mishnah says of a chayav and olav, technically speaking, it could be either one. It could be karis, it could be malkis, it could be chatas, depending on what exactly happened. Actually, if someone was tamei and he ate the chaylev of a carbon, he would be chayiv tuchatas. Why twice? One because he ate chaylev, and one because he was tamei and ate hegdash. Be it as it may be, these are all chumras by chaylev, ma she'en kein bedam. By dam of hegdash, there's no me'ila, there's no pigle, there's no nicer, there's no tamei. Well, what happens if I have a nob b'shoigeg from the dam of a carbon that was shechted? The answer is there's no din of me'ila. There's no asham me'ila, there's no paying back an extra fifth. Because the Pasuk says, the Batanura explains, Vani nesativ lachem al mizbeach lechaper al nafshesechem. So it's mashma, the dam of a carbon was given to a person for one purpose, kapara. But you're not moil behegdash. What about pigel? What about if the Kohen had a mind during one of the four avodas of this carbon to process it chutz lezmanoi, and then he drinks the dam? He's not chayiv karis? And the answer is no. Maybe you remember from Masechta Zvachim, the Isser of Pigel is only on a chelik of the carbon that something else makes it mutter for a person for the Mizbeach. Like the basar of the kachim, right? The meat. You spritz the blood, and you sprinkle the blood, it makes the meat mutter. Or if you have a carbon oila, you spritz the blood, it's matterit to go up on the Mizbeach. Only for such a thing is there mila, but there's nothing that's matir the dam to go up on the mizbeach. and therefore pikel doesn't apply to it. Well, what about if it's part of a carbon that we missed the deadline? There's no nicer. And what about if he's tamei? See, you don't have the standard iser of someone who's tamei and partakes of kachim, and the answer is no. It's darshan from the pasuk v'ninasati v'lechem al mizbech lechaper al nafshesechem ki hadam hu benefesh yechaper. Chazal said there are two key words in this pasuk. V'ninasati v'lechem, so it's mashma that it's like chulin, not hegdish. And the word hu is mashma, this is the sole iser. There's no other iser that's applied to it, just dam. So there's no iser dam, not on noiser and not on tummy. Vaitrazak the Mishnah, v'chaymer b'dam. What stringency does dam have that chaylev doesn't have? The answer is shahadam, because this iser of taking in the blood is noeg b'behema v'chaya v'oif. It would apply if someone drank the dam of a behema, chaya, or of a bird. And bein t'meim, bein t'hoirim, whether it was a kosher animal or not. As opposed to the chaylev, in regard to the iser of chaylev, in a noeg ele b'behema Tahoira bilvad. The only time you have the lav of chaylev is by a tar dika behema. Not even by a tar dika oif. There's no iser of chaylev on a chicken. There's no iser of chaylev on a chaya, like a deer, for example, which would be kosher. It's only by a behema tahoira. So our Mishnah tells us, what chumra does chaylev have over a dam? There's me'ila, if it's chaylev of behema that was set aside for a carbon, and there's the isur of pigel, noiser, and tameh. None of these isur apply to dam, and of course even to dam of kachin. The chumra that dam has is basically any blood is asur. Behema, chaya, or oif, whether kosher or not kosher, and the isur of chaylev is only by a behema tahoidah.